It's Tuesday, time for our regular weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. In his most recent segments here, which you can hear by typing John Husing into our search function at our website, kvcrnews.org, Dr. Husing has been talking about how the dynamics of foreign trade affect the inland Southern California economy. We asked Dr. Husing to talk about the effect of the strong dollar on the IE economy.
The dollar's gotten strong because the American economy is doing really, really well. The American economy is right now probably... not probably, is the strongest major economy on the planet.
Okay.
It is added, at this particular point in time, 45% more jobs than were lost in the Great Recession.
Hmm.
So if you go to where we were before the recession and where we are now, we're up dramatically because we've added 45% more jobs than we lost.
Hmm.
So it's come back. Now, is it roaring? No. But is it doing well compared to the rest of the world? Absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of those jobs, too, aren't of the scale, pay or otherwise, that the pre-recession jobs were.
That is part of the concern.
Yeah.
That is part of the concern. Actually, it's bifurcated. The high end is doing really well.
Yeah.
Well-educated people are making more because that part of the economy has really flourished. But a lot of the jobs have been service jobs that are not the higher paying.
But nevertheless, got a strong dollar.
Unemployment in the United States has dropped. So the U.S. economy is really doing well. Now, what that means is the Federal Reserve Board, which has a lot of control over interest rates, is now finally beginning to think it's time to move the rates up. And the betting now is a quarter point move in September and a quarter point move in December.
Hmm.
So if you do that, it's not a lot, but it begins to start the getting out of the zero interest rate environment we've been in since the Great Recession.
And it's been so long. What is that going to do? What does that mean for the economy when we start raising interest rates?
Well, one of the things it does is it makes anybody that has a variable rate mortgage, their payment will go up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that hasn't yet bought a house on a mortgage, the mortgage will cost a little more per month because rates will start go up. A business going out to borrow will pay a little bit more. Again, it's only a couple of quarter point moves, but it's a signal. Now, there's a lot of hot money in the world. That is, people who've got money to move around to see where can I get the best return.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in Europe, and you see Europe lowering its rates, which they are, because their economy, unemployment in France is still 10%, where I was just recently on vacation. It is very high throughout a lot of Europe. So they're lowering rates. Okay, I'm a hot money person. I want to get a return with no risk.
Mm-hmm.
They're lowering rates in Europe. They're going to raise them here. I'm going to put my money into dollar-denominated securities.
Mm-hmm.
That then causes the dollar to become more precious. So it goes up in value and the euro goes down in value. And this happens with the Japanese, so the yen goes down in value. It happens with all kinds of different countries. That's why we've seen this happen. Now, what are the implications? For the Inland Empire, it's good if you are an importer. If you are a consumer, why is that? Because everything from the rest of the world is now cheaper because the dollar is stronger. There was a bottle of wine I saw when I was in France. That bottle of wine was going off at $4,000 where the...
Wait a minute. One bottle?
One bottle of, well, you know... Of a regular sized bottle of wine called Montrachet was going off at $4,000. Well, I really like good wine and actually got to taste a couple of sips out of a bottle like that. So, you know, I looked at it and said, okay, what would that bottle cost me if it was $4,000 a year ago? What would it cost me today? And the answer is it's 22% less expensive now because the dollar is 22% higher against the euro.
So $4,000, 22% less, what would you be paying for that bottle?
$3,277.
that's almost your airfare. You can fly to France and get that bottle.
You can just about fly to France to buy the... So a year ago, it was $4,000. Today, it's $3,277. Hmm. And the difference is because there's a 22.1% increase in the value of the dollar versus the euro. So if you're importing wine or you're importing a machine or you're importing textiles or you're importing Apple computers, whatever you're importing, in fact, it's going to be cheaper. What's that going to do at the ports of LA and Long Beach? What's that going to do at LAX? What's that going to do in Ontario with UPS's operation? It's going to increase volume.
John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear past segments by Dr. Husing by going to our website, kvcrnews.org, and typing John Husing into our search function.